A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. As they were coming down the mountain, the disciples asked Jesus, "Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?" He replied, "Elijah is indeed coming and will restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come," and they did not recognize him. But they did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man is about to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he was speaking to them about John the Baptist. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This gospel passage follows immediately the story of the Transfiguration in Matthew's gospel. Jesus had taken Peter, James, and John with him up a high mountain. Mountains were sacred places, venues of revelation. God had spoken many times in the past to people on mountaintops, and this was no exception. Jesus had appeared in brilliant light with Moses on one side of him, symbolizing the law, and Elijah on the other, symbolizing the prophets. He was in good company. The voice of God had proclaimed, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." The disciples who experienced this vision were dumbfounded. They were beginning to realize that their friend Jesus was no mere man. They began to see in him the fulfillment of the promises that had been handed down over the ages. The Messiah was at hand. Knowing their scripture well, the disciples recalled the dramatic description in the book of Sirach about the prophet Elijah. "You were destined, it is written, in time to come, to put an end to wrath before the day of the Lord. Blessed is he who shall have seen you and who falls asleep in your friendship." Coming down from the mountain, Peter, James, and John wonder if this is the moment of deliverance or if it is still to come. Will Elijah return? When and how? Will he return in a fiery chariot the way he left? Will he liberate them finally from the oppression of the Roman occupation? We can just imagine Jesus listening tolerantly to their questions and patiently trying to explain yet one more time that God's ways are not our ways. We can speculate and search for clarity. We can struggle to understand and create a whole scenario in our imaginations about what life will be like when all will be fulfilled. And we can almost hear the voice of Jesus saying, "Trust me. God is in charge. The story won't unfold as you think or even as you hope it will. John the Baptist has gone before us and shown us the challenge of loving and forgiving and truth-telling. He has walked in the footsteps of Elijah and all the prophets. Soon it will be my turn, and then yours. The glory you have just seen can never be separated from its other side of suffering." What are our expectations during this Advent season? Is our longing and waiting and hoping focused on an innocent child in a manger? Or are we open to sharing his life and death in all its dimensions? Are we too willing to love and forgive and tell the truth, no matter what the consequences? If so, we're also in good company.